A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 18th, 2015. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about intra-party violence in the opposition Movement for Democratic Change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
So we're surprised to read the media reports suggesting that there was violence in Bulawayo, that there's a rift in the presidency, where the vice president who doesn't support non-participation.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about intra-party violence in the MDC.
The MDCT was today forced to issue a statement to deny an alleged rift between party president Morgan Tsvangirai and his deputy Thokozani Kuphe. The party blamed the media for the alleged intra-party violence.
The House of MDCT Bulawayo East MP Tavita Kumalo was on Saturday allegedly attacked by unidentified people in an incident which the MP is quoted as saying is related to intra-party fighting. The MDC decision to boycott the June 10th by-elections meant to replace its 14 former legislators who were expelled from the party is causing serious tension and friction within the party, with the party being divided into two camps, one allegedly led by Mr. Tsvangirai himself, saying the party must not participate in any by-election, and the other one allegedly led by Kuphe, which is actually saying the opposite, that the party must participate in those by-elections. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those that are using WhatsApp, you can send us a message right now. The number is 1-202-465-0318. That WhatsApp number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah.
Onguka kuna vachangoti bata nasi tida kuti tinge tichitaura nezve bata murefu bata mfupi inonzi yakaitika iyo MDC T kuBulawayo uko. Tiri kuzwa paine nyaya mbiri Gibbs. Bepanhau reSunday meo riri kuti vaTsvangirai vanenge vakatozoita chitsoka ndibereki vachitiza ikoko, asi bato reMDC raaburitsa gwaro richiti iro aiwa zviri kutaurwa zvekuti vaTsvangirai vakaita ushamwari nemhepo. Manyepo ndezve mugodzi matsuro Gibbs.
Yeah, sizwa lapo kutwa kudabuki bluke kona ngale kuBulawayo. Blessing. So kutwa ke kulokugijimisa nokutize kwati ke ngale ndlini kaTavita Kumalo. Abantu bachiya bebhalo kunenye kunye kumangalisa kuti singeke sakhuluma ngakho khona lapho ke emsakazweni. So ke kutwa ke ongani kuluhlupho singathi insika yakho lokhu ikuthi ke umnumzana uMorgan Tsvangirai bathi ulwisana ke lo nkosazana Thokozani Kuphe. Belola nje ukuthi indaba ibandla lingangenanga ukukhetho loma by elections. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kulabantu abayichumi lane 14 omele ukuthi nga bamelwa iMDC ukukhetho lolu buyayo. Kodwa iMDC yathi ngene blessing ukukhetho lolu besithi kungani singangena kona ngale kulamadlwana amaningi ayenzakalayo. Akukhanye nokuthi kuyangaphi nxa kuvotwa abanye bavota ngenyawo, abanye bavota ngezandla, abanye bavota ngamakhanda langenwele. So bathi ungangcono singangena kukhonokho. So kodwa kukhonokho ungazani kuthiwa kugconula abanye. Bathi ngasangena phela sazamazama kancane. Kuphinde njalo siyakwazi ukuthi kulo mnumzana uGift Banda yena ongutshalimane kumbe ngithi umgcini sihlalo ku-MDCT kunangale kobulawayo bakhona bathi ungani kazange angene ngemfanelo ngakho-ke kumele akhitshwe. So ngani ukulwisana kwankhonokho khatshana kungani nje kukhona mfowethu.
Of course, these are some of the reports on the Mr. Tsvangirai's visit to Matabeleland on his no reform, no election campaign. The Sunday Mail, of course, is state controlled, and ZANU PF leaning. It had a story, and the headline was "Factional Violence Sends Tsvangirai Scurrying." And the paper says MDC leader Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai came face to face with his own party thugs who unleashed violence that forced him to cancel a rally in Bulawayo. And there's another statement to counter that from the MDC. And this is a press statement they released today. And it says, no rift in the MDC presidents. And it says, and I quote, some of the false reports have been so laughable as to allege that the MDC leader was booed and humiliated during his no elections without reforms campaign in Matabeleland over the weekend. For the record, there were no disturbances during President Tsvangirai's campaign tour in Matabeleland, where his mission was to explain the party's Congress resolution to only participate in elections predicated on agreed electoral and political reforms. So, of course, welcome to Zimbabwe. If you are not confused, then you are not paying attention.
And of course, we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Matson Tlalo. I know him as a businessman. We used to go to his butchery, buy a lot of meat. And, you know, there was that expensive meat, the best cut. What is the best cut? You know it?
You're just buying manglina. Don't talk about the best cut.
when you are buying manglina, you know what you do? You whisper, can I have that? Mr. Tlalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Tube.
How are you, Mr. Tlalo?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, so I was telling Blessing that I used to come to your butcher there to buy prime meat, not uti nyenyes, uti mfuna kuthenga lokhiyana ongale kwankhona. So
yeah, I really think you had the best quality meat, and that's why you used to come and to do.
Ah, you see. So Mr. Tlalo, there you are, Blessing. I think it should from there. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me start with you, Mr. Tlalo. Tell us what transpired in Bulawayo. We understand there's a lot of tension in the MDC.
Well, what in particular? Because what you've been saying, I was listening, but it looks like most of the other things which were said, that our president was embarrassed. I don't think that is true, because we had enough security for him, which did its job. And that's all I can say for now.
But there are some who are actually fingering you, Mr. Tlalo, saying you also have another faction there. There's another one said to be the Gift Banda faction. And as a result, there's this infighting. What's happening?
I think let's not talk about factions. I think what should happen is that we have people who believe in the constitutionalism and maybe also that we should conduct our things in a peaceful way whenever we have anything which we need to do. So we might have people who disagree in that aspect. So that's how I would maybe put it to you.
Yeah, Baba Tlalo, sizwile lapho kuthiwa bekungani kudabuka ibhulugwe. Akusitshele, Baba Tlalo, kambe abantu bangabe bebumbi indaba nje kuhambe njani usithi cwa nje kancane
hayi into ekhona nje ukuthi singaba sithile ungabafana nje okungazisisiyo ukuthi into akunayo lutho omele lulungiswe ngodlame ya so singathi nje ngamakushiyane yikho engakutho ukuthi lapho vele kulabantu abantu abanye abafuna ukuthi into ziyenzakale ngendlela yena abayifunayo besebezama ukuthi bafosele labo abanye ababefuna ukuthi labo into zabo zenziwe ngendlela engasiyo le labo abayifunayo lokuba lani lokungani akuza nalo.
Yebo, ngikhuluma nonkosazana lapha-ke uDr. Khumalo sithi indlu yakhe ingani kubhala igrafiti sibe lokunye okumangalisayo kambe kungabe kungani sokuhlupha kangaka njalo kulungise kanjani kunokho esikhuluma ngakho
into le I think yinto evivele ingekho ku-MDC yinto lathi siyamangala ukuthi kathe sokwandlinani kodwa ungathiwa kukhanyela ukuthi kuba le nkaba ezindala ongasozizithole kusenza khona kuthiwa le ndetshana ezingena entweni ezinjalo zingazi ukuthi ayisiyo ndlela yokudila lezinto so ngakufaka ngaleyo ndlela njengoba libona umakhumalo ekhuluma ngakhonokho kuyasimangalisa thina ukuthi abantu ungabona sebesenza into enjalo kusho ukuthi babe vele bengazi ukuthi bakwenzelani khonokho ngaphandle kokuba lomona nje
ye kodwa nxa kusenzakala into ezinje babahlalo akutsho ukuthi kukhona ukushaya amanzi amnyama nje khona
ukuba khona kungaba kukhona babati ngoba lapha ngikhuluma nje ukuthi kunabanye abantu abakwakho kumele babe ngontando kayiphikiswa so naw ungabe uyaphikisa leyo lokho bena bafunayo sebenzisa indlela ezingasizo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana babahlalo what Mr. Hlalo is saying is that you know whenever there is a group of people in an organization there's bound to be some kind of friction, you know, naturally. And he says there could be some youngsters in the party that have made a decision to settle things using a bit of, you know, physical issues, you know. So he says there could be some problems, yes, underlying problems to this issue, but maybe they are going to go around it.
Let's bring our political analyst based in South Africa for now. That is Mr. Blessing Vava. Mr. Vava, what is your take on what is happening in the MDC, particularly in Bulawayo, where we understand there is a rift between Mr. Tsvangirai and his deputy, Ms. Kupe?
Oh, thank you, Blessing, for affording me this opportunity. I think what is happening in the MDC is quite unfortunate, in the sense that for now it seems that they are the biggest opposition party in Zimbabwe. And what is currently obtaining, it actually paints a bad picture amongst the electorate and the people of Zimbabwe. We have so much hoped that probably the time is now that the opposition is getting together and to fight ZANU-PF. As we are aware, that ZANU-PF is currently facing similar problems, even worse, that they are also embroiled in a succession battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe. But what is happening in the MDC for now, I think it's quite regrettable, also in the sense that this is the time that not only the MDC, but the opposition parties in should find each other and try to forge a united front ahead of the 2018 election. But it seems that is far from happening, basing on the hatred, the personal differences obtaining in the MDC. If you look closely, you realize that there is nothing ideological in terms of the differences that are currently obtaining in the MDC. It's more to do with the personality differences and also a clear indication that these political parties are not doing their homework thoroughly. As you are aware that the MDCT, it is the one that called for the dismissal of the MPs who joined the renewal faction. But it seems that they've not done their homework properly in terms of what are they going to do after dismissing the MTC renewal MPs. And this has been shown by the lack of cohesion and the lack of, you know, the oneness in terms of the way forward in participating or not participating in those elections, which is quite regrettable for the MDC. It exposes their poor planning as a political party that seeks to replace ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Mr. Vava. Please do stay on the line.
Hayi kanti singiphuma khona eGaborone ngingena lapha elubazi.
Oh okay, hayi kuyazwakala baba. Ye ungathini ke ngodaba lolu?
Ye
ungathini baba?
Ya mina ngiyathanda ukuthi isikhathi esiningi ngirefer back ku history. Ungananzelela ukuthi since before independence kuqala nje impi yeZimbabwe. Kwakulezi zaphu lezano. Izapu has never been divided into two or kwaba le chaos kwaba lokulwa phakathi kwayo up until today. Angikhumbuli anyway in history laphi zapho eyakuya reporta khona ukuthi ki divide kusebe silwa sokunjani sokuxatshana kusela nti right. But we have had ZANU-PF divider e Zambia. We have had the ZANU-PF divider in Mozambique. Then we come to this present situation in MDC yokwenzakala ukuthi baqale bese sokusiba lomsebenzi sokusiba lomsindo sokuliwa. That is a trend, and mina I would like to advise the people of Matabeleland ukuthi we have had enough of this chaos. We had a problem after 1980 in Tumbane, which was initiated by ZANU-PF all the way from Mashonaland. And now we have the same group of people again. Because when you talk of MTC, you are talking of ZANU-PF. There is no difference between these two parties. That is why their thinking is almost the same. We have a problem of the people immigrating from another region. This region of Matabeleland is a very peaceful region. And I would like to make a statement to each and everybody who is willing to stay in Matabeleland that we are a peace-loving region. We don't want noise. We don't want chaos. We have had enough of this situation happening in Matabeleland. Please, if there is anyone who is willing to cause that chaos, must pack his katundus and go back to his region where there is noise. That is why Harare is always unstable, because of the people who are failing to come to a compromise and understand each other, because they are failing to sit down on a round table and come to an agreement on a dialogue. We need people who have got focus. If people are stranded and looking for a party to join, they must come back to ZAPU. So then you will see peace and tranquility that the president of Zimbabwe is always speaking about.
Ten more seconds.
In the whole country of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, 10 more seconds, Babakos.
Yes, so it is my advice and it is my request for the people of Matabeleland that we must not allow people to come in between us and make us fight over a loaf of bread which is rotten at the same time.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
But before you go, when you say ZAPU, which one now? Because I think they are split. There's one led by Dabengwa and the other one which is still in government.
No, we are not talking about it. The ZAPU that you are talking about is the one which is led by Tobiso Dabengwa. Because we are not talking about the people who are being voted by ZANU-PF to come and destroy from within. No, we are not talking about those people. Those are the kind of people that I'm talking about, that they come from that side and claim. Look at what is happening with the MDC now. There is Tsvangirai, there is Nyube, there is this Mutambara, Ziki Mutambara, I don't even know their names. You know, those kind of people, we don't want that situation.
Thank you so much. For your contribution. Regatiende kunava Gatsi. Va Gatsi Magadi Mkoma Michael Gatsi.
Magadi
Zen. I wati report pe of Ngwazin.
Zoitika mapato ese zakuone shirkuitikes. Asi kuti dambudziko ndere kuti maonero akasiyana vanhu vanofungidzira kuti pano zvatokonzera bokoto kana kusawirirana zvachose. Kutadza kuwirirana kwavanotaura ivo ndokuti vakanzwa kuti vakupe na vatsvangirai vakanga vaine maonero akasiyana panyaya yekupinda maelection. Handizvosvikoi chamaresulta avari kutarisira ivo nekuti ivo vanenge vachitarisira zvisiri izvo zvatiri kutarisira isu. Isu tenge tine freedom yekuti munhu maonero ake anofanira kuaburisa pachena haafanira kuhwanda kana kutya kutyaiwa. Kana ndaburisa maonero angu ndichazotorwa nevasori nekuti ndaburisa maonero angu chaiwo. Itenge tichiti munhu anofanira kunge ane freedom yekutaura zvaanoda kuti zvaanoda izvi ndezvatiri kuti ndizvatinoona tese. Asi mhirizhonga inozongoitika nekuti kune vamwe vanhu vanenge vane musoro inodziya vane hunhu hwechizanezano hwekuti pese paanenge ari anenge achingofunga zvemhirizhonga kana bopoto pese paanenge ari. Saka hazvisi zvokuti tikada kutarisa tiianzi paane madivisions ku MDCT kunenge kuri kunyepa ikoko ndo nhema chaidzo chaidzo idzodzo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagadzi.
Ndavazive zvavo kuti zvavari kuita zvese zvaangofanana nekuti maziso edatya haatadzise bhuru kunwa mvura.
Tinotenda zvikuru kovagadzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Let's get back to Mr. Hlalo. I know that I promised you that you'll be here for a short while. Just before you go, maybe we'll ask you to leave after about 8 minutes from now. We have MDC 99, MDC Ncube, MDC Renewal, MDC Tswangirai, MDC Tswangirai. Are we going to see MDC Kube anytime soon?
When you are posing that question to when someone who is not privy to that, so I wouldn't want to comment on that. But all I can say is that our party, which is led by Mokem Tsvangirai, I think is going forward. And we are not flinching a lead. We are going forward with our sticking to what, you know, resolutions would have been made, and we stick to them despite whatever might happen. Because if we don't do that, then we will not be following what our people would have said, especially when something comes from the National Council.
And I think you heard Mr. Nkosi alleging that, you know, the violence that is there is being perpetrated by outsiders, you know. What is your reaction to what Mr. Kosovo said?
I want to disagree with that. Because what has happened with our political scenario is that when things look like they are now not difficult, you know, you have a lot of people who come in and want to be part of what they think is a good future. You see, for instance, would you think that if the strike was really hard, would you see people fighting to get into the strike? It's not. You know, it's these people who the journey come late. You know, who think that there is a future in this thing. You know, which then causes all these things. You know, if for instance, I've never known a situation where someone would want to fight to go and fight. I don't think so.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Because if things were difficult, no one would want to partake. But there is this believe that things are now okay in there. So, and plus, I think the whole Western, I'll say, game has been commercialized, where people think they would be better off, you know, if they are in big positions. You see? Yeah. But, you know, it needs people who understand why. Because I cannot understand where maybe where you find a situation where people fight, you know, to go and work something which is very difficult. Yeah, I don't. Actually, you find very few when things are hard. That's how I know it.
Thank you, Mr. Shalwa. Thank you. Let's also bring Mr. Vava here. Mr. Vava, this decision to boycott elections seems to be bringing a lot of tension in the party. Was it a wise decision? Because at least from what we are reading from organizations such as the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, nothing much has changed in terms of electoral reforms.
The decision by the MDC is quite funny. Don't forget that very few years ago, the MDC was torn into two on whether to participate in the senatorial election or not. And it seems, as I said earlier on, that they failed to learn their lesson then. But for me, I think it's really surprising and that the MDC is now talking of reforms. They think that probably they can influence the reforms that they failed to do during their stay in government. And I don't think that it is a strategic move to boycott elections, especially under a situation that we have. ZANU-PF doesn't care. They will go on. And the other parties, smaller parties, are contesting. So I think for the MDC, it was an ill-timed decision to boycott in that election. And as they are aware, and as the situation is right now, it seems that it has already created a lot of problems for the MDC, that if they fail to handle this situation carefully, we might probably see another split like the one we witnessed during the Washman year.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, do you have any...
Yeah, you don't know what I'm saying. Joseph Ndlovu, who is going to be able to do it. Baba Ndlovu, who is going to be able
to do it? Omunye sethi ngacabanga okwakhe ukuthi ay ukwenza lokhu ngenxa yokuthi kumbizana uPSC ukuba yiopposition naye sikuthi yimpi i-electoral i-role le ayifuna ukuthangirayo ukuthiwa yi-electoral what kwamehlula ngaleso sikhathi kakhesi abanye nika i-opposition isithunzi sebexotshiwe ephalamende instead ukuthi siyezama ukuthola yona le imbitshanyana umnumzana sesithi sikhala sesilahla phela thina sisakwazi sesi-confused thina sicela uPhiswankrey azame ukuthi njengenkokheli akabuthi abantu bonke abamele ukuthi
ye ngcono ubambe khonapho Ndlovini bamba khonapho kancane ngizacela lo babuhlalo abambe ngoba uzawumela akuphendule ngakhona okukhuluma ngakho babahlalo nyakucela uzakumambijana uzangena ku-next stage then usibese sikucela ukuthi sibona singakwenza
Mr. Vava, Mr. Tlalo and Vamsariva rambai makabata parinari, please do stay on the line. Of course, our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.